15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, the temperature outside, 58 degrees as you listen to the Power of Information, KXYL. And on the phone with us now is Jennifer Morris. And
she's with the Texas Young Lawyers Association, and she's with us to discuss the Little Voice Recognizing and Reporting Child Abuse. Jennifer, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, I was looking through the some of the information that you have about the Texas Young Lawyers Association and some of the information about your career as well, and I noticed that you have the Little Voices Recognizing and Reporting Child Abuse. I also saw back in 2004 you played a pivotal role in developing, writing, and filming They Had a Dream Too, Young Leaders of the Civil Rights Movement. I get the feeling that the Texas Young Lawyers Association is not just about legal briefs and court hearings.
No, not at all. We are we're about 25,000 lawyers across the state, so it's young lawyers who are 36 or younger. But the role we serve in Texas is as the public service arm of the State Bar of Texas. So we are tasked with doing projects for the public, for kids, for elderly, making sure that there's access to justice, which is a very important issue this year with the legislation, and just generally making sure that there's programming out there for free that educates people about various legal issues. And every year, the president of the Texas Young Lawyers Association selects a few projects that are particularly important to that person, and this year, that was child abuse for me, so that's why we focused on the Little Voice this year.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Little Voice. I understand it's a multimedia presentation on the website.
It is. We took a look around. We knew we wanted to do something on child abuse, and one of the big issues is a lack of reporting. A lot of people don't feel comfortable either that what they're seeing is child abuse or want to stay out of it, don't want to get involved, don't want to cause a problem for a family in case they happen to be wrong. So we wanted to make sure we did something that educated their public about their statutory obligation to report child abuse when they suspect it, and to give some tools on how to recognize it, what to do once you recognize it, and how to report it. And so we did a public service announcement that's for radio and television in English and in Spanish. That's just very short, just getting that message across. We also did a 35-minute video where we showcased three survivors of child abuse, and they graciously told parts of their story. And throughout that interview, or throughout that video, we interwove information from professionals, so judges and counselors, CPS investigators, psychologists, that talked about the signs of child abuse, how to recognize them, and what to do about them. And then we've also done a poster that can be hung up that's in English and in Spanish that gives that same sort of information. So that's been the focus. April is National Prevent Child Abuse Month, and so we wanted to really focus it in on April just to try to get that message out to people.
Now, what are some of the signs of child abuse?
You know, there's signs that are very obvious to people. You know, obviously, if you see a child that has a broken arm multiple times or marks on their body, a child that's been neglected where their clothes are unkept. But, you know, those are all things that you would also see for a child that's, you know, rough and tumbly on the playground or just not getting the attention the child needs in the morning. And so, you know, the things you want to really look for is, especially people who are caring for children, so educators and child care workers who actually can be around them quite a bit, is seeing if a child's behavior changes, if they become detached or devoid of their caregiver. When you're looking at marks, if the mark is in the shape of something, so if you see a mark in the shape of a hand or in the shape of a belt buckle or in the shape of an iron, you know, God forbid, those are indicators that, you know, something has gone beyond punishment. You know, obviously frequently and unexplained injuries. One of the things we hit on is, you know, unfortunately, sexual abuse and signs of sexual abuse are when a child is, you know, trying to make themselves as unattractive as possible, so if they're not bathing or if they're wearing the same clothes. And, you know, one sign that is obvious, but I hadn't thought about it until we actually did this project, is a reflex. You know, if you move quickly towards a child and that child ducks very quickly, you can bet that they're ducking from something that they're used to receiving. And so those are all signs. But, you know, the important part of this is that you don't have to have perfect knowledge. You don't have to, and I think a lot of people will labor with, well, am I absolutely certain this is child abuse? What the statute requires is that if you suspect abuse, then that's all you have, and you call that number and you make the report. There are people who are trained to take in that information and make an assessment within a short period of time on whether what you're reporting is potentially child abuse or not, and then the investigation moves forward from that. But you don't have to decide for yourself whether, you know, what you're seeing is definitely abuse. It's just if you suspect it, because if you suspect it, you could potentially be saving a child's life.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, there is that meddling. So how, you say better safe than sorry, but what kind of protections are there for the kid against, shall we call them, overzealous enforcers?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously the system's not perfect, but there are safeguards in place, and I know, you know, there are stories out there for people who have been, you know, reports have been made and they've not been true, but that's part of the process. That's part of what is set up is, you know, you do have this investigation, and most of the times when a report is made, I can't give you the exact numbers now, but they are on our website, when a report is made, you know, for it to go to the next level to an investigation, you know, that number decreases significantly. For it to go from the investigation to an actual claim of abuse, that number decreases significantly. So the process, I think, does work, obviously not perfect all the time, but these trained professionals do have the training and education to assess if what they're hearing about, the information that they're receiving, is in fact abuse or not.
Now, how prevalent is child abuse?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's the big unknown question, right? I mean, we know what's reported, which is so much less than what actually exists. Over 13,000 children are abused every day. That's a national number. Four children die from child abuse every day. But only 1 in 10 kids who are abused actually report it. So, you know, who knows what that number actually is. But, it's more prevalent than people would like to think, and it's certainly more prevalent as times are more difficult. So when the economy is not doing well, when people are losing their jobs, when those stressors are increased, the child abuse number spikes drastically.
Now, this multimedia that you've put together, how long is that going to stay on the website, and what all is entailed in it?
Right. We'll keep it on the website for probably several years, actually. My term ends in June, and so it will certainly be on there through then. But one of the things we focus on is once we do a project like this, we keep supporting it throughout the year. So it'll be on our website. The video that we did showcases an actor named Victor Rivers, who I hadn't heard of before we did the project, but he's a man from Cuba who came to the U.S. with his parents, and when he was very young, his father kidnapped him from his mother, and he and his siblings were tortured for several years at the hands of his father, and when he was 15, he broke free from that. Ultimately, became an athlete, was successful in high school and college, played for the Miami Hurricanes and then the Miami Dolphins, and then ended up moving to L.A. and becoming an actor. Max of Zorro is probably the movie that people would be most familiar with him being in. But he's become a national advocate against domestic violence generally and agreed to be in this video for us. And so he came to Texas and did the interview and graciously told his story. So it makes for a very powerful message that will be timely for a long time to come.
Okay, sounds like a resource that will be perhaps consulted as it talks about, you said it talks about the borderline between discipline and abuse.
Absolutely, we definitely cover that because I know that's an area that people are very concerned about because, you know, certainly parents have an absolute right to punish and discipline their children. It's just when that line crosses to something more sinister. But you can go to the website at tyla.org And then on there you can go to the little voice and access both the public service announcements, the posters, and the videos. We also, because we have 25,000 young lawyers across the state, we've got lawyers in most every region that would be very happy to come and talk to a group or educate people about this issue, play the video, or to just offer support to the community.
Well, Jennifer Morris, we want to thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And the Osgood Files are brought to you this hour by Bruner Auto Group, where you really will drive a better deal.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. This is Charles Osgood. President Obama does not want the United States to take on the military responsibility for regime change in Libya. Well, U.S. policy is that Gaddafi must go. How will that work?
We will deny the regime arms, cut off its supplies of cash, assist the opposition, and work with other nations to hasten the day when Gaddafi leaves power.
Some military opinion after this. Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a...